again. We're not like the others. Get all the fame. When you're thinking. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy CJ Mello. Welcome to another episode of the Mello Podcast. How's everybody doing today? Today we're going to do a quick spoiler, not spoiler free, but spoiler of the Super Mario movie. All right. I will have some little special guests helping me out today. So wait for that. I want to give a shout out real quick to Help Dad Podcast. He's always shouting me out on his stuff, so I feel like I gotta, you know, reciprocate the love. Thank you, sir. I love your stuff. Literally every morning or every night as I'm working or before I go to bed, I listen to your stuff. Quick 1, 2, 3, 5 minute sometimes episodes, quick and easy, done, you know. So much love to you. Shout out to the Geeky Dad Podcast and the Geeky Dad at the Dark Podcast and the Multiverse Kids Podcast. I hope the Geeky Mom's doing good today. It's one step at a time, man. It's one step at a time. Geeky Mom, stay up. All right? All right, but let's get on with the show. You know what it is. Let's go. Hey, yo, what's going on? It's your boy CJ Mello here on the Mello Podcast. I have some lovely, lovely guests that are going to help me review the Super Mario movie. And this will not be spoiler free. This will be spoilers all the way through. So say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My kids, Mr. Aiden. And yep. my little princess, Miss Ariana.
Hello.
Ariana's actually seen the movie twice. Aiden saw it once.
Yes, that was just for the peaches part.
Yes. We will get to the peaches part in a second. I actually fell asleep like 30 to 45 minutes of this movie. I woke up when they got to Cranky Kong and talked to him and stuff. But first off, Ari, since you saw it twice, what do you think?
Overall, it's a very good movie. It has plenty of references. So if you're a Mario or Nintendo fan, then like if you're a fan of Pikmin, there's a Pikmin Easter egg even.
I didn't know that.
There was also the post credit scene with the Yoshi egg.
We're gonna get to that, buddy. We'll get to the Yoshi egg. Ari's explaining her how she like what she likes about it, and then you'll be your turn, okay?
Okay. So yes, Aiden leaked a bit about the Yoshi egg. We'll talk about that later. But right now, we're gonna focus on the references for a bit. So there are multiple references scattered throughout the film where you can see King Moo, King Bomb-Omb, and some other bosses at Peach and Bowser's wedding from previous Mario games. And also, may I just say very quick that Luma is very creepy in the movie.
Who's Luma?
The Luma.
Who's
the
that?
Luma in the cage.
Oh, the star.
Oh, yeah.
The star's funny.
They're called Lumas. It's funny, but it's, like, also dark.
No, you're right. He was a little dark. I would agree with you. If you had to rate it, let's make it Mario theme.
Okay.
Five Marios is, like, awesome. You would see it 8 more times if you could. Or one Wario. Meaning, like, you'll never see it again.
Well, I saw it twice, so I think I'd give it 5 Marios.
5 Marios? Okay. All right, Aiden, you ready?
Yep.
I can tell you're excited to talk about this. All right, go. You talk about it. What do you like about the movie?
It was amazing. It might even be Puss in Boots The Last Wish material.
You think it's better than Puss in Boots?
No one is going to be
I think
Puss
it's on the
Boots
same. Wish. I think
it's okay.
It's on the same level of awesomeness.
You think so?
Yeah.
But what'd you like about the Super Mario movie, though?
I like the final boss battle where they use the star at the end.
That was fun. I liked that one. That
was good.
All right. Anything else?
Well, let's see. I think the training scenario was kind of funny.
No, that's the part I fell asleep on.
You missed the training scenario?
Basically, Dad fell asleep before they even went into the Mushroom Kingdom.
Oh. Like, they played that song from Shrek 2 at the end of Shrek 2.
I know what you're talking about. Dad fell asleep around, I'm trying to think.
And Mario kept falling down. He, like, stuffed a mushroom.
I think when they just entered the manhole cover, it's just when Dad fell asleep.
What? So you miss him entering the Mushroom Kingdom and everything.
I told you, up to Cranky Kong when they went to see Cranky. That's when, like, I woke up.
A pretty big chunk of the movie you missed.
That's about 45 minutes, but I still saw like 45 minutes later.
If you were a true Nintendo fan, you would have seen the whole movie.
Well, excuse me.
Well, also, I liked the Mario Kart scene. It was very action-packed.
Mario Kart scene was actually kind of cool to see. I did enjoy that scene. That was very cool. Rainbow Road and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And all the cards from the games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And believe it or not, my favorite scene regarding the cards is when Toad, Peach, and Mario actually picking their cards. That's my favorite.
Oh, that was cool. It's kind of...
Because it really pays homage to the Mario Kart games where you're supposed to pick your cart or motorcycle.
That was actually very cool to see them, like, scrolling through motorcycle, cart, the wheels.
It's like those things where you pick your prize in those slot machines.
You're right, it is. All right, who was your favorite character?
Peach. Peaches, peaches, peaches. Okay, no copyright. Okay.
Jeez, Hayden.
My favorite character would be Chris Pratt Mario.
You like Chris Pratt Mario? You know what? I'm going to kind of agree with you. He was not as bad as people thought he was going to be. He was just Chris Pratt. Like, when he was talking, I thought about Chris Pratt a little bit, but not that much. I was like, okay. All right.
You know, Chris Pratt, Charlie.
You know, the funny thing is, though, like, Chris Pratt's going to be has been busy this whole month, this month and next month. Because Guardians of the Galaxy comes out in 2 weeks.
What?
Volume 3.
So he's busy. He was busy promoting Mario, doing the Mario movie, and now he's going to promote Guardians 3.
So
that's a busy man.
And I'm glad this movie performed really well.
You know what? I'm glad, too, because then that way we can maybe hopefully see other Nickelodeon. Oh, my goodness.
This is Nickelodeon.
I know.
This is Mario.
We can see other Nintendo-based properties.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Sega did with, like, the Sonic movies.
Exactly, just like that. But maybe since Nintendo has so many characters, maybe we can see
maybe we can
a Legend of Zelda kind of thing.
Like I think I would go to
that.
That's
not a fan of Legend of Zelda, but, you know,
I
whatever.
I would see that, actually.
Kirby, yeah. What else?
Oh, yeah. Kirby deserves a movie, actually.
Mega Man.
Oh. Mega Man.
Then that's Sega.
A Mega Man movie?
Yeah,
but it could lead into a Super Smash Bros. Movie.
Oh, yeah, I think a lot of people go see a Smash movie.
Oh, if it's good, yes.
Yeah.
All right, what do you feel was, one, the worst part of the movie, and two, the worst character?
The worst character, I'm going to say, actually, be very...
If you have one, if you don't, that's fine.
I didn't think that Cranky Kong's actor was a very good Cranky Kong. He's, like, kind of sassy.
He was sassy. You know what? I agree with that.
And I don't really know if his old version of Donkey Kong is supposed to be sassy.
Cranky Kong wasn't like the one in Donkey Kong 64. Very different. Well, it didn't feel the same.
He also made an appearance in, like, Donkey Kong Country.
Yes, but we're not talking about that, buddy.
It's really hard to, like put the vibes of a character from a video game into animation, like a movie or a TV show, because you're trying to make that character feel the same, but also slightly different, so that it may pay homage to the old viewers, and it also may introduce new viewers to a new perspective of them.
I love the way you break down movies, kiddo.
Thank you.
You're very, like, you can be very intelligent. That's what I'm thinking about. You are intelligent, but that's not what I'm thinking of.
Thank you.
Well.
But what was your worst, if you had a worst part, did you have a worst part? You said worst character. They can go together, it can be separate.
We labeled that as Cranky Kong. Don't come for me, Cranky Kong fans! I'm just saying, Cranky Kong's actor was an amazing Cranky Kong. That just means I don't think Cranky Kong's bad as a whole. Okay, let's move on from Cranky Kong.
Okay.
But what was the worst part of the movie?
If you had one. You don't have to have one, but if you did have one.
Okay, now we're going back to Cranky.
So basically the Cranky Kong himself.
Yes.
Like the, when he got introduced, basically, kind of thing?
Well, kind of. I just thought, again, his voice actor, in my opinion, wasn't a very good Cranky Kong. I don't know his voice actor, so someone can hopefully tell me. I'm probably going to ask Google later.
Okay. All right, Aiden.
All right, worst character. Let's see.
What do you think it was?
Who do I think it was?
Yeah.
Well, Seth Rogen, Donkey Kong, lost that fight with Cat Mario, so...
Yes.
Yeah, but Cat Mario plays...
Oh, careful.
Sorry,
careful.
I'm good.
In general,
Cat Mario plays...
Cat Mario's not even a character in a game.
Yes, he is, actually. Where? He's a power-up, and I think New Super Mario Brothers U...
No. It's New Super Mario 3D World.
Oh, right. Aiden's a Nintendo nerd here.
Aiden remembers almost everything Nintendo-based for the most part.
Like, ask Aiden something Nintendo-based, he can probably answer it.
Do you have a not favorite part or part you disliked in the movie, Aiden?
The whole Bowser trying to marry Peach gimmick.
Yeah, that was kind of cringe. It was cringe. Like, that shows us a different perspective of Bowser, really. But still, it's kind of cringe how he plays a love song for her. And also, now that song is getting around the internet so fast, literally, in 10 days, one game to like 100,000 views. Like, someone stop the peaches. Ah, it's coming back.
I didn't get your rating, Aiden. Five Mario's best, one Wario.
I'd give it five.
Five Mario's?
Yeah.
No, I'll give it four Mario's.
Why?
Because I didn't see the whole movie, technically speaking. But from what I saw, I really enjoyed the movie. Now, Dad's least favorite was... I love Donkey Kong, but he was not my favorite because of the voice.
Donkey Kong was my second favorite. Bowser was my third favorite because Jack Black is, like, a really good Bowser. If you don't disagree with me, okay, you can disagree with me, but in my opinion,
Sis, we're talking here.
Yeah, but she was talking too. I agree. I love Donkey Kong, but I feel the voice for Donkey Kong was not great. Every time he laughed, the only thing I heard was, you know, his actor. And I was like, oh, not this again. Not again. But everything to do with Donkey Kong, like the scenes that he had, I loved. The power up, the fight with Mario. You know, he got beat down by Mario. But my favorite character was Bowser. All day, every day. Was straight up Bowser. I thought he was awesome. I don't feel like the wedding scene was weird because that's kind of what he was always wanted. You know, that's what they say he wanted to do. But that's what they made it seem like. Like, he always wanted Peaches, though.
Actually, I almost forgot this, but, like, what Bowser and Peach are wearing during that wedding scene that Dad just said, that actually pays homage to Super Mario Odyssey, where Bowser crashes Mario and Peach's wedding, I think it was. I haven't played Mario.
Look at you dropping some facts on people.
And I think Bowser tries to marry Peach himself.
What's the Easter egg that you see in that wedding scene, though?
Their clothes are actually the same as the clothes they wear in Super Mario Odyssey. And also, I think Paper Mario, just saying.
No,
just
also, saying. What did, Koopa's, you know, it was one of the Koopas or one of the shells. What did they bring?
One of them brought a Yoshi egg, which is one.
We didn't know if it was a Yoshi egg, but they did bring an egg that has the same colors as Yoshi's egg. Which I guess now we will. You all right, buddy?
Yeah.
Are you stretching it out?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go right to the end.
So, what was your least favorite part of the movie?
Oh, my least favorite part of the movie. I feel like if I saw the beginning, I feel like I would know better than that. Least favorite part. I don't know. Okay. I guess I'm gonna go from what I saw in the trailer. If I'm correct, was the training montage.
The training montage.
Yeah. Mm. You know, I only saw it from a trailer, so didn't give it justice like it should. But I'm just going
to
say
everyone is entitled to a fair trial.
Fair trial? Okay, thanks. Okay, also.
Humane or unhumane?
Extra credit scenes. How many do we have?
There's two extra credit scenes. The first one is Bowser singing Peaches again.
Singing everyone. A love song to Peach while he's trapped in a little birdcage jail.
Guys, he's so tiny. It's so funny.
That movie's very addicting.
Yeah.
I sang it for what, almost a week? Or
yeah.
Just nonstop. And then today we heard a Spanish version. Yeah. What do you think, A?
I think I'd watch the English version.
I actually prefer the Spanish version, just slowed down a bit.
It was very good. Like, even the Spanish version, listen to it, was like, oh, if I can listen to these words and then repeat it, I'll be singing this all day. I can't do that again. That's a lot of Peaches singing.
Peaches, okay, I don't want to.
Second extra credit scene, Aiden. What was it?
Oh, I think a Yoshi egg cracked open.
And what did we hear?
Yoshi!
No, I think I can do better. Yessie!
Either way, we heard. You're right. So, if they do choose to make a second movie, a Mario movie, who do you want to be in it? One.
Yoshi!
Wait. Okay, got
sorry,
you.
I'm sorry.
Yoshi, who do you want to be in it? And what do you think the story would need to be?
Well.
Aiden.
Well, I think they should include, I think they should include, like, characters like Wario and Waluigi.
Yeah, they weren't featured in the film.
It would be intriguing to see how they bring in, how like they would bring them in.
They could be the new villains. Like, they could be the Team Rocket.
This ain't Pokemon Go.
What? I'm just using Team Rocket as, like, a base point.
Okay, I like that. What would the story would be, though?
How
like they would be strong but also
how
silly
about
villains.
How about Wario and Waluigi end up stealing the star?
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
And but they have to team up with Bowser to get it back.
Okay, true.
I like that. All right.
Wait, so they stole the star but they have to get it back?
Listen, it's his idea. I didn't give him much time to think
like,
about it.
Who
so
took it?
Probably Peach and the brothers have it.
And I thought there's only one superstar. And
yeah,
I think
you never know.
I think there's only one superstar, and Mario and Luigi is the only superstar that we know of that exists in that universe.
But if you play all the Mario games, it's usually each world has a star.
Yeah, and I just realized that Cat Mario was a Super Mario 3D World reference.
Yes.
And the only thing is there were no Mario Party references.
That's okay.
The Superstar was kind of a Mario Party reference.
In a way. Superstar's in a lot of places, so in a way, she's not wrong.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think the second one would have to include? Characters and places.
It would have to include the basic characters that we met in the first movie, like Peach, Mario, Luigi, Bowser, Donkey Kong, and Toad. And, of course, Yoshi.
Right.
Wait, Yoshi wasn't...
She means, like...
Yoshi should be in, because...
Like, eggs should crack by then.
Yes. And then we hear that, Yoshi!
You know what I think they could do?
What?
So, Wario and Waluigi are, enemy plumbers that live in Manhattan, which is a different place than Brooklyn. It's basically what the Mario Brothers live in. And they're like, wait, who are these guys, you know, trying to take over all the business and all that? And then Wario finds out about them too, and realizes that they hate Mario and Luigi too. So he goes and tries. So how, I don't know how he escapes though. That's the only issue. I don't know how he escapes. But I think that he finds a way back to Manhattan, Brooklyn first, then goes to Manhattan and finds these two uglier looking versions of Mario and Luigi. And like, hey, you don't like these guys. I need your help to take them down, something like that. I think that's would be, and then he brings them into the Mushroom Kingdom. And then we get like a little bit of Yoshi's Island, a little bit of Odyssey, some galaxy. And maybe Mario gets that hat that has the eyes on it.
Being from Super Mario Odyssey?
Yeah.
Mario Odyssey fans don't come for me like in my dreams, but the hat is kind of disturbing to me.
It's part of the game. It's a hat. Right.
Yeah, it's probably the best Mario game of 2017.
It's a hat with eyes.
It's probably the only Mario game with 27 screen
buttons. It doesn't have a Wii. It just has eyes.
It's probably the only one. But overall, since you gave it a 5 Mario's, you gave it a 5 Mario's, I gave it a 4 Mario. We're going to have to call it a what? 4.8?
Yeah.
Do the math here. 4.8, give or take. So overall, we give it 4.8 Mario's, which is kind of a weird Mario number. But how about 4 Mario's? The 0.8 would be a... No, I was going to say, the 0.8 would be a Toad. So 0.8 Toad?
Hey,
like 4 Mario's.
What if Toad got his own movie?
Yeah, like a spinoff, happening. Like Knuckles is getting...
He would have to get a short.
I'm pretty sure Knuckles actually getting a spinoff Sonic movie.
Actually, he is getting... Knuckles is actually getting... I don't know if it's a movie or a series.
Wait, Knuckles already got a series.
But I can see if they're gonna do that with Toad, Toad have to get a short because he doesn't really have his own anything.
Toad would have to get a short. And I like
Groot has stuff like that.
And I like seeing this Super Mario Brothers reimagined in a new CGI look.
Yeah,
it was. It looked very good. I'm glad they made it. It was fun. Because you guys were ready to see that the moment you heard about the movie. What was it? We heard about this movie in August.
And then
you guys were like, what? No way. What?
We had an absolute freak now. We were screaming. We were running everywhere. We were yelling yes. Because as far as we knew, this was the first Super Mario Bros. Movie. But we didn't talk about the live action.
And it might as well be the best Illumination movie ever.
Best Illumination movie.
I think they'll nominate that one to the awards. We're not talking about trees here.
Okay. All right. Any last words, my children? Because it is almost 11 o'clock at night.
Protect the trees.
So, anything else? Any last words for my lovely children?
Oh, and quickly.
Yeah. Out of all the Illumination movies we've gotten over the years, this one really stands out from the crowd in its own way.
You're right, it does. Hmm. All right.
Oh, yeah, and also, you're ready for a nostalgia trip. The rap in the Super Mario Brothers commercials actually the original theme song from the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Yep. It's Mario Brothers. The game. I'm not going to sing the whole thing, so.
Copyright.
That's why I'm not singing the whole thing.
Yeah, actually, that's a song they used for the ad.
That's what Sissy just said, buddy.
And also, they actually got the voice actor for Peach in Super Mario Bros. Super Show to voice the woman in the commercial. Did you guys know that?
I did not know that until now, but you know what? Something else? They got the actual Mario to be in the movie, too.
Yeah.
The actual Mario?
Yeah.
The game Mario, yep. So, right after the commercial, after they watch the commercial, you know there's a guy that turns around after playing the arcade?
Yeah.
He's playing Donkey Kong.
He's playing the original Donkey Kong. That's...
Nice reference.
That's him. Yeah. That's the guy that played the original Mario in the games. The voice.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I knew he sounded familiar.
He also has a little cameo at the end of the film. And also, he actually plays Mario and Luigi's dad, which, quick note, this is the first time we see Mario and Luigi's dad. We gotta grab this.
Oh, yeah, their family. We never really talk about them in Brooklyn, but that's okay.
We didn't talk about them.
We didn't really talk about the fight scene, which was a good fight. We gotta think about the fight scene at the end.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was cool how they both got the star and powered up.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, right as Bowser's inferno breath thingy hit them.
Fire. And it's called fire. F-I-R-E. Now to recite the alphabet. A.
Okay. Ariana. Oh my god. All right, guys. Any final sayings before I should bring this down?
Yes.
I know I just said that too. Any final words? Do you have any final sayings, like, in a sense of a goodbye phrase?
Overall, the Super Mario Bros. Movie, awesome. Like, literally the best thing that ever happened to me.
Cool. Are you saying it's very Puss in Boots 2?
No.
Puss in Boots fans, attack!
Are any last phrases or words?
Okay, all my Puss in Boots jokes were obviously a joke. These movies are are just as good as both Nar. They're equally good. Why are we talking about Puss in Boots when it's a Mario thing? Okay. So, overall, it is a utter masterpiece. I highly recommend you watch it.
It's in theaters now.
Yes, and it's also probably going to come out DVD sooner or later.
Probably more sooner than later.
When
movies do well in the theaters, they end up coming out sooner. Sometimes.
Highly recommend it, because as far as I know, this is the first good Mario movie we've ever gotten. We're going to talk about the live-action Mario movie.
You already said that.
There was a live-action one?
Yeah, we don't.
It never exists.
I can show you it, but you ain't going to like it. I guarantee you. It makes no sense. All right, guys. Y'all know what it is. Check out twitch.tv/mellowfellowgaming. No spaces, one word. Check out YouTube at MellowPod. Check out Twitter at MellowPod22. You know what it is. Send out a DM. Hit my email, CJFeliciano2011@gmail.com. Send me some love. You know what? Check out W.com for that energy drink. It actually just dropped a new one because it was a second year anniversary. It's called Calio Cream, I think it's called. It's like a mango orange cream flavor. Already ordered it. Should be here Monday. But you always know, always forever. One love.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.